The US sanctions against Russia come more than 16 months after the US elections and more than a year after US intelligence said Russian hackers targeted their elections. And they come as Britain, the US, France and Germany, in a rare joint statement, have unequivocally blamed Russia for the nerve agent attack on Sergei Skripal. They say the poisoning of the former double agent and his daughter in the British city of Salisbury was an assault on British sovereignty and threatened the security of all countries. In her first visit to the scene of the attack, British Prime Minister Theresa May said Britain stands ready to take further action.
There are other measures that we will be looking at, and if we face further provocation from Russia, then there are other measures that we can deploy. But what is important in the international arena, and we have taken this into NATO, into the United Nations, we'll be taking it through into the European Union, is that allies are standing alongside us and saying this is part of a pattern of activity that we have seen from Russia.
In Washington, US President Donald Trump said he has spoken with Theresa May.
We are in deep discussions, a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it. Something that should never, ever happen. And we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
In Brussels, NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said Britain has not requested the activation of Article 5, the alliance's collective defence clause. That clause rallies all members of the 29-nation alliance to the aid of an ally under attack. But it's only been used once, by the US after the September 11 attacks in 2001. Mr. Stoltenberg, however, has criticised what he calls a pattern of reckless Russian behaviour.
We do not want a new Cold War, and we do not want to be dragged into a new arms race. An arms race has no winners. It is expensive, it is risky, it is in nobody's interest.
Meanwhile, despite Britain ordering politicians and royals to boycott June's World Cup in Russia, England football manager Gareth Southgate says he's confident his team will still attend.
Well, look, clearly it's a really serious matter and is developing very quickly. My job as the England football manager is to concentrate on the football and prepare the team. So as far as all my briefings and information is, you know, we're preparing to go to the World Cup. There's no doubt in our mind that's what we should be doing.